101 years. It seems a former lifetime, those two-day Passovers in the Bronx, standing in the little room above Tibbett Ave, fingering the dust on glass flowers as I felt the migrations of multitudes. My mother said all of New York was en route, as if in the jointures of bones where I held breath, I could feel the compression of beams on the old George Washington Bridge, the cacophony of horns over the water, the stoplights of Manhattan, and in the corner of my mind, I slept in the living room on springs that prodded. In the middle of the night, tiny lights illuminated small cages of darkness. Grandma, living alone without loneliness, lips hooked around her gums as if nursing an ancient bitterness. Once you called me spoiled, I responded with silence as if it could be heard over other silences. The sound of your sister breathing like an angel saying goodbye on your last night together. To get past immigration, you gave a piece of your eye, a layer of sclera so fine it stole no sight from the gray, cloudy harbors of your eyes. And since coming to the Bronx, you collected shoes, stacked them on the closet door. My cousin and I stuck our hands in them as if they were puppets, feeling their loose, ragged tongues, shaggy buckles, battered soles. We ran up to the second balcony of Bella's old apartment and looked down at the cracked, grass-dappled yard below, as if there were no higher point from which to stand, no more precarious ledge from which to fall. When you died, a stranger asked me what you loved, and I couldn't think of anything, except that you loved Passover. As a girl in a place raised out of time, you thrilled at opening a sacred chest to lay the special plates.